We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ian Happ? What are you doing in my car?
Ian Happ.
Well, your car isn't getting any newer and your warranty's expired.
Holy shnikes!
Boog!
This one drilled right field. Yeah, he likes hitting here all right. Way out of here. And Happ, liftoff.
Outfielder for your Chicago Cubs.
Boog, I think he hates saving money.
No.
You must hate saving money.
I don't.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
Well, that sounds pretty great.
That's because it is great, Nathan.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
How'd you guys get in my car?
Enough about us.
Ian Happ with Dan Bernstein. Middays on 670 The Score.
Yeah, you turn on your TV, you never know what you're going to see there. Okay, we see him working. We see our guy Ian Happ out there, man of the people. He is on Twitter at ihap_1. He comes outfielder, joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And I'll say this, the conclusion from that commercial, the hair is absolutely on point.
Hey, That's half the battle. Half the battle is making sure the hair is right with the makeup and hair team. I was saying, hey, I got to be looking good. Now, going to be on the local network.
Yeah, but you're going to need like escalators in the Restore deal. Like, as if your agent's really good, that is a double advertisement there because the way it dovetails with Restore, they've got to know, hey, wait a second, that's extra advertisement for them too.
That's a good point. I think I should get on that, making sure that everybody's involved and being able to share the content, get it out there.
How long did it take to film that?
It was incredible. All of us were on it, and it was kind of like one take on everything. It took us less than an hour, actually, to film it.
Wow.
We had a good chemistry going in. It was super easy.
Yeah, like you know, working you know, your lines on the side, making sure you're set to go. But then you get a professional actor who's in there as well, and I don't know how method everybody was in trying to stay in character. You know, sometimes it stays with you. It's serious business acting.
I felt really good about it because I didn't botch one line. So like they never had to restart because of me, and to me that was a huge win. Plus the hair.
Has it been on in the clubhouse? And if so, what has the response been? Have you been appropriately razzed?
I have actually not seen it yet. I've not seen it actually on TV. I actually haven't seen it at all. That was the first time I'd heard it since we did it. And some people have seen it at different points, but I haven't gotten no strong razzing yet. Maybe the performance was so good.
Right. Oh, yeah.
No one wants to razz.
It's completely beyond their ability to make fun of you, I'm sure. It was a nice win yesterday, a much needed win for that D-backs team is better than I thought they were, and they can throw some pitchers at you. But it seemed like just good feelings all around the way it went down with the back-to-back homers.
Yeah, I think that was our first – or felt like our first comeback win of the season where we were kind of down and behind and then able to rally and make something happen late. So that was really nice, obviously, for Frank and Wizzy to do that back-to-back was great. And then it was a big win for us. I think we were really in the first two games of that series. It got away from us a little bit Saturday, but some really good starting pitching that they threw at us. And to be able to kind of come out with one headed into the Cincy series, definitely a good feeling, good happy flight yesterday, putting us back in a good headspace.
I go back to what you've said for the last couple years of the team appreciating the number of players who come up and who are getting opportunities, and you want to make that special for them and important for them. The idea that going into this year that there was sort of a bit of a bet placed on Patrick Wisdom and on the second half that you had, and to some extent Frank Schwindel as well, it has to be especially nice to see someone like Wisdom, who I think is at, you know, 9 home runs right now, WRC plus, holding there at 114, of backing that up, of making good on that opportunity that's rare for someone at his stage of his career.
Yeah, I mean, he's incredibly talented, and he hits the ball so hard. It's amazing how hard he hits the baseball. And I think kind of the underrated part about what he's done is he's played a really, really solid third base defense. And so I think that part has been great. And it's been awesome to just watch him continue to make adjustments and kind of put that full season together. There's a lot that goes into a full season, especially when throughout your career it's kind of been up, down, chances, and you're kind of waiting for that moment. When you actually get the opportunity to put a full season together, that's a different beast. And to see him make adjustments kind of week to week, and you know what he did with that was, I think, his third at bat or fourth at bat against Kennedy in 2 weeks between, or a week between their place and our place, and to see him kind of make that full adjustment to be able to then clip him in a big situation was really awesome.
I want to go back a few days, because shortly after we talked last week, it was that I went to the game Tuesday night, the chilly night in the drizzle against the Pirates. So many things happened in that game. And first was the ball that went over your head that ended up being a fat guy triple, which is mm-hmm. always something to celebrate in baseball, to watch that dude who doesn't run all that badly. I thought they were going to have to deploy a parachute to stop him as he got to third. My guess was when I saw the play, it looked like you were in between of where you thought the wall was at the exact place where it turned. Is that what happened, where it's like there was a bit of an uncertainty as to were you going to hit a wall?
Yeah, it's always a tough play in that corner. It's always a tough play at Wrigley because, you know, you're going into the wall. It's going to hurt really bad. So it's kind of trying to get up in front of the wall and land before you hit it. And also, yeah, that ball is halfway up the wall in general. So that the corner kind of, thought I had a chance to make the play. And then the ball hits off the side of that corner. It ends up at 355 in left field, and I'm chasing it down.
And then he's on third, and then Seiya Suzuki, we're all talking about what happened on the tag when there was the dust up and everybody ran in. What about that throw from Suzuki?
Yeah, what happened was I really wanted to make sure that we had a chance to see Seiya's full arm capability. Uh-huh. So I made sure that Vogie got to third, so that we could see that. Seiya has an absolute cannon, and he's got great carry. Like, the ball just never comes down. And so that throw was awesome, and Willie put the tag on him. Those guys had played together before way back, and a little bit of tension there.
Yeah, but interesting you talk about having carry on a throw from the outfield, because some outfielders will make sure they get like that force, that classic four-seam grip, like you see guys practicing four-seam grip power step. But if you're just pulling it out of your glove that fast, how can you make sure you don't accidentally throw a cutter? Because that happens too. Why does Suzuki get natural carry unless he is able to grip it across both horseshoes?
No, it happens. I mean, it happens. Like, he threw one 2 days later that cut on him too much and ended up, Jay Hayes, you know, same thing. Like, Jay Hayes got unbelievable carry. And sometimes, you know, a play is happening, you just grab the ball the wrong way. But I think most of the time, or, you know, at least over half the time, we can kind of get it out of our glove and move it just enough to get four seams as the play is developing. I know it doesn't seem like there's that much time to do it, but I think you do it so many times, you have a little bit of a feel for it. But I think he just got the perfect grip there, and that absolutely ripped down on it and got tremendous carry. We play catch, Stan and I play catch a lot in long toss together, and so when he has, like, I've just watched his arm for a couple months now, and it's ridiculous.
then we get the Christopher Morel home run. And on the replay, your response, I think you jumped over the railing of the dugout. And we know that there's a history there that Ryan Dempster broke his toe doing that a few years ago. So I would urge caution there. But the genuine joy of everybody involved right there. I don't know, whatever happens to this team happens, wherever you go, that was and everybody knew what a special baseball moment that was as it happened.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I think Wrigley Field is so good at understanding important moments, kind of regardless of game situation. And that one, you know, 6-0 game, we kind of hadn't done anything in a little while, and the crowd could have easily just kind of accepted the debut and moved on. And they were super into it. The dugout was excited. The crowd was up. And then he kind of gets into that full count and clips him, and it was as special of a Wrigley Field moment as you can get. And I attribute a lot to how much feel the fans in that stadium has for when things are happening, and it was really, really cool to see.
The other thing that was cool was when Brandon Hughes comes in the game, you know, converted outfielder, and he ends up doing something that hasn't been done ever in MLB history of a guy in his debut. All five of the outs he recorded came on strikeout. Watching his family, you saw like the mom and dad come running down the aisle. They're just above the dugout, and everybody in the stadium knew they're watching them. Like, oh my gosh, like that could have been a kid in, you know, 10U travel, but the reaction was just so real. And it was another, and there was barely anybody at that game too. It was one of these little shared moments that everybody felt also.
Yeah, and really awesome for him. It's been a little bit of a journey through the minor leagues to go from an outfielder to a pitcher, and the success he's had the last couple of years, and then to be able to do it at the big league level. Really cool. Him and Dakota actually played together in college at Michigan State. And for him to be able to come up and do that, really, really special moment. And I told Rossi after Morel hit that homer, and he was already coming out of the game, saying, "Hey, nice call-ups today, Skip, really helping us out." That was pretty impressive, two debuts.
So how much of the PGA Championship did you actually get to see?
I saw it kind of scattered throughout the week, and then we were on the bus when they were coming down 18, so I didn't get to see actually what happened there. And then we got to the plane just in time for the approach shots on the first playoff hole. So we got to watch the three-hole playoff, got to watch JT drive the green, and then finally finish it off there on which was the second time they played 18. Really just awesome perseverance for him. I know, really tough finish there on 18 for the leader, but awesome for JT to be able to kind of stick in there the whole weekend and then pull it out in the end.
Somebody put a $200 bet on JT on the 10th hole when he was five back. It was at PointsBet USA. That $200 bet netted $50,000.
Oh, shoot. That's incredible.
Yep. Yeah, that's one of those things where, and nobody really saw it coming. It just, and when you go back and when you watch that swing on 18 by Mito Pereira, it's going to just make you want to throw up. I mean, as a professional athlete and as a plus one golfer, whatever you're a plus two at this point, the feel of how difficult it is, how much pressure is on that guy to see somebody crack like that, to turn into Charles Barkley the way he did. It's just, it's nobody can celebrate that. Even if you have the bet down, even if you're rooting for somebody, you can't celebrate when sports pressure clearly gets someone like that.
Oh, it's so hard, and you know, I haven't kept it together for the whole week, and then to have that, you know, how many times did he hit just a perfect shot in that situation, and then to go out struggle like that, you know, you just hope that he can take the positives out of the week and move on and have a chance in the coming weeks, because that is, it's just brutal to see. And I think, I don't know if you saw the clip of Zalatoris taking the putter back.
Yep.
On, I think it was the second playoff hole, the tap in. He's always had a little bit some putting struggles, but you know, guys get in that situation who are professionals and do it all the time, and the putter takes a big zigzag on the way back, and it's just, everybody's human, you know.
you had an appearance last week with Connect Roasters and Foxtrot. I know you were tweeting about it. How did it go, and what else is going on?
Yeah, it's awesome. New Foxtrot location right there by Wrigley. The cold brew from Connect is on tap, and they just ordered another 75 pounds of cold brew. Well, roasted coffee. We're turning into cold brew for the shop because it's gone so well. They're running through it, so we're super excited about that. The staff there love the cold brew, and we got people coming in to work now regularly drinking the Connect Roasters cold brew from Foxtrot. So we're super excited about that. I signed some bags that are, I think they're pretty much all gone now, but we're pumped to have them as a partner, and hopefully more people will go check out the store on their way into the field for a game.
Good luck in Cincy, and we'll talk next week.
All right, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.